SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has called off his Greenland-related tariff threats against European allies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president had threatened tariffs in his bid to gain ownership of Greenland, but he called off the threat after agreeing with NATO on a future Arctic security deal.
Gets everything we wanted, including especially real national security.
One possibility is the U.S. building more military bases on the Danish island. His tariff threats had sparked a sharp drop in the financial markets and angered European leaders who feared the collapse of NATO. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton could face contempt of Congress charges over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
The Clintons have said they had nothing to do with Epstein for decades. Bill Clinton offered to have the committee leadership and staff interview him in New York. Chair James Comer rejected the offer. The Clintons contend the subpoenas are invalid because they do not serve any legislative purpose. Committee Democrat Maxwell Frost says this is a distraction. Republicans should focus on release of the Epstein files.
1% of documents is unacceptable. For a bill passed by the United States Congress that they are in violation of. They're breaking the law right now as we speak.
No former president has ever successfully been forced to appear before Congress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A former Uvalde schools police officer who was among the first to respond to the mass shooting at a Texas elementary school has been acquitted of criminal charges that he failed his duty to confront the gunman. Adrian Gonzalez had faced 29 charges of child abandonment and endangerment and up to 2 years in prison. A jury acquitted him today. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 588 points, the Nasdaq rose 270. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows, alarming the communist government. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions. It led to baby daughters being sold or even killed because parents wanted their only child to be a male. This is SRN News. Stocks rebound from big losses yesterday.
Stocks bounced back on Wall Street from their worst day since October. The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% Wednesday after President Donald Trump said he reached the framework for a deal about Greenland. Trump said he won't impose tariffs that he had threatened on several European countries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 588 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also climbed 1.2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market in another signal of reduced worries among investors. The value of the dollar clawed back some of its declines against other currencies after sliding the day before. Seth Sutel, New York.
Business in Minnesota has taken a hit as ICE carries out an immigration sweep that has spurred protests. Some staff and customers are staying home out of fear of immigration enforcement officers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.